producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's the way to get in touch with me if there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about. And as I said, reading other people's mind is not my best number, but because, look, think of how hard it is for us to read our own mind, and to sort of read somebody else's becomes kind of overwhelming. I thought what we'd do is talk a little bit about things that you believed as a child that you no longer believed. And I'm doing this well in advance. I think Christmas is 17 weeks from Friday. Can you believe that? Really talking. We could probably actually figure out how many shopping days it was, which is depressing. I don't think I'm going to do that. When it's, let's see, 7 times 7 would be 49, carry the 4 would be 119 days minus a couple of Christmas. Once Thanksgiving happens, once Halloween happens, stores are open all the time. So it's 119 plus 3, plus 2.
I mean, the Christmas music starts after Halloween. I mean, they start music.
Sometimes
start
walking before.
Yeah.
Sometimes before. right after Labor Day. Okay. They're actually, I told you, I went to the San Gennaro Street Fair, San Gennaro Festival, and they had a Christmas in New York, not Christmas in July because it was already September, but festival. And there is something compelling about it, but that's because it's still a couple months off. By the time we get to Halloween, it's all over. We're already Christmased out. All right, so I thought can you think of anything you believe as a child that you believed as a child that you no longer believe, Manny?
Well, there's the typical stuff, the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and that stuff. But, you know, when I got old enough, my mom pulled me aside and said, all right, listen, kid.
Oh, did she?
Yeah,
she
told me the truth. And I wasn't, I wasn't, like, hurt or shocked or anything.
Did you already have the idea that you knew?
I think especially with Santa Claus, I kind of had the idea that, you know, even as a 6 or 7 year old, that it was kind of, but it was one of those deals where I kind of believed it, but I more so didn't really believe it, but just kind of went along with it and just kind of, you know. So when she told me, I wasn't really like devastated or in shock or.
But you did
like
you
that.
Have an idea
well.
Before then?
I kind of had a suspicion, yeah.
Because most kids know before you.
Before you tell them.
Yeah.
I kind of had a suspicion that. It was all a big, not so real thing.
Alrighty, fair enough. So my favorite was always my daughter's, because I never told her one way or the other. I never said yeah or nay. But one Christmas, her grandmother had called, and she was talking with her grandmother on the phone, and clearly the question was, did Santa Claus come? And she said, nobody sent some stuff. And so she'd worked it all out herself. There was never a discussion one way or the other. So I thought that was pretty cool. She got that kind of sorted out. I'm trying to think what I believed as. I think I believe that my parents. I'm trying to say this, figure out a way to say it that doesn't sound tacky. I thought my parents knew more than they knew. That was probably the biggest jolt of sort of late adolescence and early adulthood was realizing that it's not only I guess there were two separate areas. One is that I actually knew some stuff that they didn't, which was shocking to me, that I would actually know something. And of course that makes some sense, and that the world has changed. And when I've told the story before, when my daughter took me, we went to the Monterey Aquarium together. And I'd been there when it opened, so they remembered me, and they said, well, we'll send you through with the docent. And my daughter said, no, I'll take her through. And I was just charmed. My kid knew all this esoteric stuff about seaweed and currants and mammals and fish that I knew nothing about, and I was charmed by that. I don't know that my parents were as charmed about things that I knew that they didn't. And I was never kind of a, oh, look, I know all this stuff and you don't. But if we get in an argument about something, they really sort of didn't know what they were actually talking about sometimes. And so there was that first that I knew I had specific knowledge that they didn't have, and that was kind of a revelation. And also that I knew stuff about the world that they didn't know. And that was probably the biggest shock of my late adolescence and early childhood, because, you know, I really somehow, I was, believe it or not, it's not that I was a compliant child per se, because I know that even I would find that hard to believe. But I, if you could explain to me why I should do something, I was usually wouldn't go along with it, even if I didn't agree. If you could give me a reason, if you couldn't, Nellie barred the door. You know, I just would get stubborn. If, well, I don't understand why. Well, because I said so. That never worked on me. So. So that, I guess that was the biggest revelation, that I actually knew stuff that they didn't know. That with the Tooth Fairy, you know, I think because I was the oldest kid, the oldest of the sibs, that I got to be the assistant Tooth Fairy pretty early on. So, you know, that one wasn't such a revelation. All right, what else we got? All right, let's see what other people said.
We will start with Mark, and Mark says, love is all you need. And then in parentheses, he says, to make a relationship work. That's something that he was,
he believed in. It's not true.
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely correct. That, I'd probably even go a little farther of Tina Turner's view of the world of what's love got to do with it. And yeah. Which is not true. Love does something have to do with it, but in and of itself, not as much.
Carrie says that everyone has kindness in them, that and religion.
Oh, so you don't believe that everybody has kindness in them, and you don't believe in religion. Well, I guess those two in some ways could go hand in hand. Yeah, faith for me was always, I was always kind of a dabbler. You know, I went to everybody's services, and I studied religions, and I tried on various religions. Because I guess I was kind of a seeker. Maybe it was at the same time when I realized my parents didn't know quite as much as I thought they knew, of trying to figure out somebody who did. Because I think there's a natural tendency to want to find authority figures, to find people that know more than we know, not only so they can teach us, but so they can protect us. And so for a while, I sort of, I've been to, you can't believe that the services I've been to and the festivals I've been to and I'm still fascinated by it. I just faith is not my strong suit. As I said, if you can explain to me why, I'm right there with you, even if I don't agree. If you can't, I'm done. It's not that I'm done and I don't get angry. I just think, okay, I'm not playing. I don't know how to do that. You know, I don't know how to say, you know, trust me. It's not that I distrust. It's just if you want me to do something that doesn't make any sense to me, you have to explain to me why. And if you can't, I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to necessarily be rebellious. I'm just going to dig in and not do it. So there you go.
Tony says that the white foamy stuff on the beach is whale spit. Tony actually has a couple here. He also goes on to say that all marriages last like my grandparents, that all of the kids... that all the kids only watch 1 hour TV a week, that if I eat watermelon seeds, a watermelon tree won't be growing in my stomach.
See, that one I believe, too. That I believe, to this day, I have a hard time swallowing a watermelon seed. My mother was eternally pregnant, and her explanation was always that she swallowed a watermelon seed. So I was deathly afraid of watermelon. And even the seedless watermelons have some seeds in them. I'm like, no, no. But and you can imagine if that's what you grew up, how much you don't know about sex, right? Oh, wow, she ate a watermelon. Yeah, she swallowed one of the seeds. Mm-hmm.
Amy says that my parents were always right.
Yep. Well, Amy and I are sort of on the same kind of page about that. That, yeah, and they were always right, not because they knew, as opposed to, well, I'm your parent. So... gotcha. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking about what kinds of things you believed as a child that you no longer believe. That whale spit. I like that. That was probably my favorite so far. Whale spit.
Tracy says that all cats were girls and dogs and all dogs were boys, a.k.a. all men are dogs. I was like 3 or 4 when I believed that.
I tried to convince my daughter at one point, just because I don't know what got into me, that cows were horses and horses were cows. I don't know why I did that.
Marika says that grown-ups know the answers to everything.
Yep. Yep, I'm with her.
Ovia says that life is fair and good always wins.
Yeah, that... Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And, you know, even though I say in my grown-up voice, you know, life isn't fair, there's a part of me that still believes it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the only time I'm really impossible to deal with is when my sense of righteous indignation just swings in. And the idea of, but I'm a nice person, but that's not fair, but I can't believe you did that. And then I become kind of a pain in the neck. Because I agree with you. You know, that... It should be fair, even though it's not. And my intellect knows that it's not. And my intellect also knows that if you're going to believe in luck, you have to believe in bad as well as good. And I really don't think that good people get rewarded and bad people get punished. But my gut is on a completely different set of theories than my head, I fear. But, yeah, I agree. I mean, because I'll say, you know, I agree with you. Life should be fair, and it's not. But, man... My head knows that my gut doesn't believe it at all. It's still but wait, the whiny part. Okay, keep going.
Dana says, "I thought all rich people had good taste. They so don't."
Well, I'll tell you, that was one of the other things. My mother had me believing that good clothes and or that expensive clothes and cheap clothes were exactly the same except for the price. Mom, I told you, I'm going to write a book one of these days called Mom Lied, about all the things that Mom said. She also said that if you brush your hair 100 strokes, that it's good for you. It's not. It just pulls your hair out. That good clothes and or the cheap clothes and expensive clothes were the same except for the price. I'm trying to think. There are just a whole list of things that my mom... And to a certain... When I tell her now, she just laughs hilariously. She cackles, actually, is what she does. So I don't know if that was her moment of trying to convince me to say when I convinced my daughter that cows go neigh and horses go moo. Maybe there's just a part of you as a parent that gets tired of being a paragon and just sort of runs amok. Although I think my mom still believes that about expensive clothes and cheap clothes. My mother is the ultimate bargain hunter without any sense. She'd bring home something horrible and I'd say, Mom, she said it was on sale. And I, you know, there's a part of me that does that, except I don't buy things that I would never, I mean, just because they're on sale doesn't mean you should have them. And I'd say, Mom, it's horrible. And she'd say, the buttons alone are worth. So I grew up with the idea the buttons alone are worth. She actually once took the thread out of something. And, you know, when you take the thread out of a hem, you probably don't know this because you probably don't sew, but the thread comes out all ziggy-zaggy. You can't use that thread again. I mean, it's thread, for heaven's sakes. A spool of thread costs, what, like 30 cents? I don't know. I love her dearly, and she's the most charming person on the face of the earth. But in terms of life lessons, forget about it. Mom lied. I may have to wait till Mom is sort of circling with her wings before I do that. I think she'd maybe take umbrage. Maybe not. Hard to know. All right, keep going.
Genevieve says, I believe a stork delivered me to my mother across the sky, and I was wrapped up in a blanket. I actually visualized myself flying with the stork.
There you go. Well, see, there, maybe it happened. Maybe you were the one that got and dropped in the cabbage patch.
Anna,
it's amazing the lengths that parents will go to not talk about sex, right? And then we're surprised that the birth rate is as high as it is with people having unexpected pregnancies. Folks, come on.
Anna says that tornadoes only hit during the daylight. I actually used to think that, too.
I don't know about that. I've only been in a couple tornadoes. I think both of them were during the day. Hmm. I think part of it is about temperature, and the temperature tends to go down after the sun goes down.
Think, yeah.
But if it's high enough, it doesn't make any difference.
Right, yeah. I think they happen more often during the day.
Because it's hot. They're wind eddies. Yeah.
Yeah. Nitra says, I used to think happily ever after would just happen. It actually takes a hell of a lot of work.
Amen. Amen.
Kiana says that there were no mysteries left. I thought this was because the adults I grew up around knew everything.
You guys are doing a great job on this one. This is really fun. Yeah, you guys are doing great. Okay, what else?
Sharon says that my pets went to a, quote, farm, end quote.
Aw, to the big farm in the sky. When they say buying the farm, you know, they bought the farm, I guess that's what it means, doesn't it?
Yeah. Cheryl says that you can be anything you want to be. I wanted to be a tall, skinny blonde.
Amen. Okay.
Sally says that your face would automatically stop breaking out when you turned 18. And that my mom had eyes in the back of her head.
Well, she does. The second part is true. But the first part, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, the eyes in the back of the head are there.
Every parent has
you
them.
Just,
the hair covers them.
Yeah, you just can't see them.
Speaking of which, did you see this article about GoPro.
The GoPro. The little mini.
Which is a little tiny, camera. Basically. Yeah. I don't think it was necessarily meant to be a spy cam, but that's what it turns out to be.
Yeah, well, I have friends that have made short films with, you know, with some shots using a GoPro camera.
Well, there's the story about it today is a man who is going through a really nasty, contentious divorce, and he kept saying his wife was abusing him, and so he started wearing it around on a belt. And apparently, they've got twins that are two, and he was taking them out of the car, and he starts screaming, and the GoPro shows her hand grabbing his privates. Parts. I suppose there's probably some other way of talking about them, but... Never would have occurred to me. A GoPro. They're little tiny cameras. When I was in San Francisco, one of my best friends was a cameraman for KGO, and I used to do a lot of TV for them. And those cameras were huge. He was a big guy. He was always having to go to the chiropractor because those big cameras, TV cameras, weighed, what, like 40, 50 pounds? They were heavy. And now these little tiny ones, which probably have better resolution and are the size of, what, not like two cigarette packs or something. And they cost like $400 or $500.
Wow.
Plus everybody uses their cell phone anyway. You can there have been movies that have been shot on people's cell phones.
Yeah, I've heard about that. People are starting to do that more. But that's just because the technology is growing
and the resolution are terrific.
Yeah.
So there you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you got something you need to talk with me about, give me a holler. Do it fairly quickly. Don't wait till the last possible second. Please. Thank you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking about things that you believed as a child that you no longer believe. You guys are doing a terrific job on this. I mean, it's really, and this sort of almost makes up for the bad news stories, which I will never, ever, 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 ever do again. It really came out of something, it came out of a stupid news story that was just, it was stupid more than anything else. But when I asked about the worst news story, I sort of probably should have used a different adjective than worst. It should have probably been silliest or stupidest or most memorable or something, but worst was a very poor choice of words. It was probably the most depressing half hour I've ever spent with you guys. Never again. Alright, but this one's kind of fun, so I'll have to remember this one as something that we can perhaps recycle at some point. Alright, so things that you believed as a child that you no longer believe in. What's coming through loudly and clearly is kind of sort of echoing my statements, or I'm echoing yours, that believing your parents really knew more than they knew. Which I think every child believes.
Yeah.
I think children probably believe it until about the age of 3 now, but we mostly believed it until we were 30.
Zella says, hard work would mean financial freedom.
Yeah, I sort of substituted something else for it, which is my two-part issue about that is find something that you love and something you're good at. Because there are things that I really like that I'm not very good at, and things that I'm really good at that I don't really like. But if you can find something that you like and you're good at, then you're going to have a fun time doing it. And you'll very likely be noticed, and even if you're not. And if you're noticed, somebody can come up and sprinkle fairy dust on you, which is really great. But even if not, you're still doing something you love and you're good at it, then that will make your life feel fulfilling. So I think it's not hard work per se. It's that you have to, because people, there are people who work, who just strain, but they're not really getting any place. So it's not hard work. It's working hard and smart. Being diligent, I certainly agree with. And the other part is that I think people think, you know, never let them see you sweat, which is ridiculous. That, of course, you can sweat. I mean, if you're working really hard, it's as long as you don't expect applause for it. But working hard is, you work hard because it's fun to work hard. I mean, and you're much more likely to accomplish something. But I hear what you're saying. I just would add that if it's something that you both love to do and you're good at it, then working hard becomes pleasurable as opposed to burdensome. Okay.
Lee says that my father was hatched from an egg and my grandparents happened to find him one day in the woods. Believed it for a few years at least.
Till you were 43. I know. So embarrassing.
Julie says Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Adeline says,
well, yesterday was the anniversary of the editorial of Yes Virginia, so that's appropriate.
Adeline says they went to the moon, and now I wonder why they never went back.
Well, you know what? You've got a movie coming out, which I saw last night, which I highly recommend. I think it doesn't come out for another. Doesn't come out this week. I think it comes out next weekend. Called The Martian, which is Matt Damon essentially playing the Sandra Bullock part. Much better. I mean, I liked Gravity, but I thought The Martian was terrific. And it's not exactly about that, but it's about space travel, and I think NASA is going to benefit hugely from it, and so will Matt Damon, and so will every nerd in America. So there we go. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi, Joy. Yeah, you got a pretty good show today, too.
Well, thank you.
I haven't listened to you for a couple days or... But anyway, I was, one of my things earlier, I'm going to turn my radio off here, that everybody needed to go to college.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that's no longer true, yeah.
Or, because you hear about so many people now, or so many young people when they come out of college, have so much debt that they're paying off their debt almost for their whole lifetime until they're, like, probably in their 50s or more, a lot of people.
Well, and not only, I think your point is well taken, not only that everybody needs to go to college, which I think is not true, and the huge debt, and not only that, a lot of those kids who have huge debt are working at McDonald's. I mean, they can't find jobs in their field.
And these days, since, you know, I mean, at least since, you know, the crash in 07 or 08, when I lost my real job, my good job, and even before that, that so many people have lost their jobs, gotten laid off, gotten, you know, the companies downsized or gone out of business or gone to China or Philippines or gone overseas, their companies. And, you know, not very many people. I know a couple of my friends that have had virtually the same job or maybe only two jobs since they got out of high school. But that's very unusual these days.
It is. It is.
To work 20 or 30 years or
more than that. If they got out of high school and then went to work for a company and didn't retire till they're 65, you're talking about 45 years.
Yeah.
No, I don't know anybody who's been at their job for 45 years.
At least a lot of people and even some of the colleges and stuff are now, or I guess a lot of the students and stuff are getting more money conscious about their debt and trying not to. I mean, because I've heard on radio show talk shows and other people calling in, you know, and telling and saying that, you know, I have $50,000, I have $100,000 in the, you know, school debt in the college, you know, and I have a relative who had some student debt from like the 80s or 70s, and I don't think he ever did pay off the whole thing. He just
yeah, there are a lot of people who don't do it, yeah.
And he, you know, he moved out into the country, and and they tried to find him. They used to try to call because we had a family vacation place here in the Tacoma, Seattle area, and they used to call and is my cousin's anyway, I'll just call him Bob. But is Bob there? No, I don't know. No, he's not here. Do you know? Mm-hmm. How to get a hold of him? Nope. He always told, don't ever tell anybody where I live or you know what my phone number is. And
well, whatever, but then that also means he can't vote.
Yeah, he never voted, and he always said he always thought he was one of the smartest guys because I don't know, but
I don't know.
He never did vote, and then he would bitch about the president and the government and the representatives. I said, don't vote, you don't have any say. If you
I mean, basically what he did was he entered into a contract with somebody. He said, if you'll give me the money to pay for schooling, then I'll pay you back. And he didn't, which means he defaulted on his loan. It's a real problem. In fact, that's part of what my foundation is doing right now, is sort of acknowledging that there are bright high school kids who either can't afford or don't need to or don't want to go to college, and sending them to a community college for a couple of years and hooking them up with a Job Corps.
Like, I have a niece, my youngest brother's daughter, my niece, she's in her junior year. I live in here in Tacoma, Washington, and she's going to college down in San Francisco. And she was like a straight A student at a high school, and she's still getting a lot of A's the last couple of years. I mean, she's still doing really good in college, but she got a partial scholarship. But even
still a lot of money.
Students, it's hard to get a good scholarship or get.
Well, and a lot of it's based on need, not academic prowess.
Yeah,
so.
That's true too. I love your show, and
thank you.
I like it when you do light. Interesting or things like what's your favorite TV show or something like your favorite cartoon.
All right,
show
fair enough.
From years ago, I'm just giving you some little suggestions for maybe another day.
Yeah, the problem is I can't do TV very well because I don't really know anything about television. I can do movies, I can do theater. Yeah, I know a little bit about television, but I don't watch television.
You mean,
so
you didn't watch TV much 20, 30 years ago in your younger days?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Okay. I've never been a TV watcher.
Your movie reviews are pretty good usually. I don't go to a lot of movies, but I just heard about that Everest movie. I was reading about it.
It's terrific.
It sounds really great. And I'm kind of a real outdoors person, but I
you'll get a kick out of it. It's in 3D, which is not my favorite thing, but the pictures of Everest are literally breathtaking.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll sit there, you'll gasp. It's amazing.
Our Mount Rainier National Park. I don't know if you've ever been up here to Washington.
No, it's Denali, right? Oh, not Mount Whitney is now Denali.
Like Tahoma or Tacoma.
That's right. It's not Rainier, it's Mount Whitney that has become Denali.
That's the one in Alaska.
Yeah.
That's the one in Alaska. But
tallest peak of North America.
In Washington State is quite a really interesting place.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful when you can see it. Listen, Brian, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Go see Everest. You'll get a kick out of it, I think. Thank you, sir. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on a date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less.
free over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Manny and I just made an executive decision. Since there's only one DVD, I'll review it tomorrow when I do theater, because there's not a lot of theater. There's just a lot of stuff coming up, but it's starting the next week or so. So we'll just have an entertainment section tomorrow, and we'll finish up the things that you believed as a child that you no longer believe. Because you guys are doing such a great job of them. I'm having a great time with you guys. All right, let's see what else.
Darlene says that I wanted a lot of kids and I wanted to be a kindergarten teacher. God knew exactly what he was doing by giving me one son and steering me towards secretarial work.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to have four kids and be an English teacher. So, yeah, I agree. Somehow the universe will take care of doing what we really should do.
Barbara says that everything would be okay.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. As long as you keep your health, then you have time. As long as you have time, you'll be okay. I mean, it may take a while, and there may be some bumps in the road, but you'll be okay. But health is, you know, health is everything as far as I'm concerned.
Maria says, Santa Claus, and I also thought that no one lied.
I don't think I ever believed that no one lied. But there you go.
Marquita says that my car would explode if I pressed down on the gas and the brake at the same time.
Your dad told you that.
And she also says that debt collectors can send my parents to jail if I don't pay off a credit card. And that the bad kid in the family needs far more attention than the good kid. Hashtag thanks, Mom.
Okay. It turns out there's we were talking about debts earlier. It used to be that when you, if Manny, if you ran up a huge credit card debt and you died, it would be retired when you died. That's no longer true.
Hmm.
So that's one thing to know. There you go.
Susan says that I had a Chinese brother named Lee buried under the third stair in our home. So always step over the third stair. This was told to me by my brother and sister. I didn't step on that stair for a long time.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
There you go.
Marilyn says, if I chewed gum and swallowed it, it would stick to my lungs and I wouldn't be able to breathe.
Well, I had heard that if you swallow your gum, that you get this glob in your stomach, and that it, you know, that it lasts forever. And I'm not sure that's true either, to be quite honest. I think it's probably that gum probably goes the way of all everything and just is excreted sooner or later. But I grew up thinking you don't swallow your gum. And I suspect people told us that for the same reason that, you know, if you if you make a phrase, Mother Nature will come and freeze your face that way. If you cross your eyes, they'll get stuck. I also, if you snap your fingers, you'll get arthritis.
Yeah, I'd heard that, too. I never really believed it, but...
Oh, I would call them old wives' tale, except there's something so unpleasant about that term that I sort of stand, you know, sort of shy away from it. But maybe that's part of what we're talking about. Not completely, but... all right, what else we got?
Jackie says that I was ugly and stupid. Yes, they Aww. Told me that.
Who told you that?
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh... Well, that's why adulthood, so you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Although I always thought that I was a size 12 growing up, and it turns out I'm a 6. But I think both my mother and father felt if you couldn't see my body through my clothing, if there was no discernible body underneath then, that I would be safe. And so I grew up thinking I was literally, you know, three or four dress sizes bigger than I actually was. I guess it was their way of just trying to keep me safe, but still. What can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Candy says that if I stubbed my toe or accidentally hurt myself, God was punishing me for something I did wrong.
I've got two broken toes. How do we figure that in? I know you guys think I probably deserve them. Well, come on, guys. Cut me a little slack here. All right, keep going.
Tish says that hard work was what it took to get ahead.
I don't think it hurts. I mean, there is that notion, you know, I can remember giving a speech years ago about the Old Boys Network, and what I said was most men aren't in the Old Boys Network either. That the assumption that you have to know somebody is so demeaning. It's demeaning to you, it's demeaning to the system, and it's demeaning to people who are doing well. And I was at a party once, and somebody, I overheard, I had a party, and somebody said, "Well, she's really lucky." And I overheard someone, which I will love to my dying day, saying, "Yeah, have you ever noticed how lucky people are the ones that work the hardest, including her?" You know, that I don't think hard work in and of itself gets you where you want to go. But I think that the notion that somehow some people have it easy first of all, even if it's true, it's not very helpful. And it's not going to help you at all. And slacking off, it probably means that you're not focused, you're not getting much... you know, much pleasure out of the behavior. I mean, would Rocky have felt any sense of accomplishment if he'd run up a flight of stairs? No. You have to go up the Philadelphia Library steps. Well, you don't, but... It's working hard. It's doing something you didn't think you could do that makes you feel a sense of accomplishment, not the easy way out. Right, keep going.
Linda says that all people are nice. Now I think some people are evil.
You know, I probably am still of the, they're not saints or sinners. They're basically just people. If you get between somebody and something that they hold dear, you're going to get in more trouble than it's worth. So you have to. And what people hold dear is not necessarily obvious. I mean, maybe it's just respect or feeling that they're important or something. I mean, so I don't think there are very many evil people. If they are, there's certainly it's a bell-shaped curve. There probably is about as many saints as sinners if they exist. I think most of us are neither.
Sherry says, I thought that somehow the car knew which way you wanted to turn, so the blinker would automatically turn on. I can't remember how old I was when I found out that my parents actually manipulated the turn signal.
Hopefully well before you learn to drive, one hopes. Oh, yeah, the car will know. Although, you know, you may just been a woman ahead of your time. We're now talking about all these cars that are automobiles, which I think are going to be great. I think for the very young and the very old, they're going to be fantastic. For everybody else, you know, we'll all adjust. But, yeah, I mean, I just think that, people who can't see over the steering wheel, so you have a car that knows where it's going. For people who are talking on their cell phone or talking with their friends, let alone people who have been drinking. I mean, I think cars that just go take care of themselves are going to be a huge boon and cut down a huge amount of fatalities on the road, not to mention anxiety and everything else. And you can all be on your cell phone at all times.
All right, one more here from Robert. Oh. He says, I remember back in the 70s seeing bumper stickers that read, question authority, and I figured, why would I want to do that? Our government wouldn't lie to us. But now I know when a politician is lying, they open their mouths.
I was going to say, his lips are moving. There you go. Robert, you got the final say. You go, guy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.